Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray now, Lord, that you would speak to us by the power of your Holy Spirit, and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to think about those two words, about being lost and also the desire to protect. And we're looking at the second part of Joseph. It's slightly ironic that I was a person a few weeks ago who said Joseph doesn't really get much of a look in at Christmas, and Joseph seems to be in a real focus. So it's a Joseph revival this year, which is good in many ways. But we're continuing Joseph's story. And Joseph's a new father, and like a new father, he's working things out for the first time. Like what his baby's different cries mean, how to settle him down when he's upset. He and Mary would have worked out who was taking which shift at the night time, when they can both catch a necessary hour's sleep. But it was fun, and he was able to enjoy being a father to his beautiful son. And those who remember the first child being born, I don't even think Peter and Elizabeth are with us this morning with Beatrice, but they're probably at this stage of getting into a bit of a routine, but just still full of that amazing joy of a newborn baby and getting to know your baby. And that's the stage Mary and Elizabeth are at. Mary and Joseph, sorry. Mary and Elizabeth, that's a different version. Well, then came quite a strange day. A little time after the birth of Jesus, some travelers from the east came to visit the baby. They'd seen the star in the sky and had followed it to find the new king, Jesus. They told their long journey, how they'd gone to Jerusalem to find the baby at King Herod's palace. But of course, they'd been mistaken to do that. Thankfully, Herod had called together the religious leaders and teachers and asked them what the prophets of old had said about the birth of the new king. The prophets had told him that the new king would be born in Bethlehem. So Herod sent the travelers on to Bethlehem to find the baby king and report back to him what they found. What a helpful man, the travelers thought. But as the travelers are telling the story to Joseph, he starts to worry. Herod, helpful. I don't think I've heard anyone ever describe him like that before. He's power mad. He's willing to do horrible things to get his own way. Joseph starts to get a knot in his stomach as he begins to think this through. And that's probably the feeling that most of us have had as parents if we've lost a child. I remember when Charlotte, I think, was about 3-4 years old, and we were on holiday in Woolacombe, and I was doing the typical dad thing of getting the essential newspaper before we go to the beach. It's always important to do that, of course. We must find a newsagent. We must get a newspaper. So I went into the newsagents with Charlotte, and it was a fairly open plan newsagents. It just had one shelf with magazines either side. So I was checking Charlotte was okay. She was probably looking at the sweets and wanting some sweets or something. I was looking at all the newspaper headlines before I chose my newspaper. And then I said to Charlotte, I'm just going to go and pay for this at the till. Went to the till to pay, turned around, and Charlotte wasn't there. And I had that feeling in my stomach. Where was she? So I looked around quickly. It wasn't a big store. Checked behind the shelf, she wasn't there. Ran outside of the store, couldn't see her anywhere. Ran back inside, panic was really starting to affect me. I've lost my daughter, where is she? She wasn't in the store. Thankfully, someone said, I think there's a girl crying on the pavement. So I went out, and she was about 100 yards down the road, stood there crying. And I ran up and grabbed her. And sometimes, a bit like you do as a parent, I probably told her off for going out of the shop in that sense of relief and panic over. But there's nothing quite like that as a parent, that desire to protect your child and to want to do the best for them. And that's how Joseph will have felt at this time. What does he do now to protect Jesus? While Joseph is thinking about these things, the travelers continued their story. They thought that Herod was a helpful man until one of them had a very powerful dream, the kind of dream that only makes sense if God himself has given it to you. And because of this dream, the travelers had decided they were not going back to Herod. They were going to avoid Jerusalem altogether and take a different route home. But first, the travelers had some gifts that they wanted to give to Jesus. Out of their belongings, they pulled out some seemingly odd gifts for the baby. The first is gold. Wow, thinks Joseph, there's more value in gold, in this gold, than everything we own put together. Gold, an obvious present for a king, even a baby king. But then came frankincense, a smell that priests used in the temple, and myrrh, an ointment that you put on dead bodies. So if you got some strange Christmas gifts this morning, I don't think they're quite as strange or as unexpected as the gifts that Jesus received at this time. The travelers didn't give any reason why they'd brought these gifts. Maybe they were considered appropriate gifts to the baby king in the area that they'd come from, but it was a bit odd. Having had some pleasant conversation with the travelers, Joseph and Mary said goodbye and thank you and waved as they went on their way. But now that they'd gone, Joseph was worried. He was in a sense lost. Where should he go? Where should he be? He wanted to protect Jesus. King Herod was looking for Jesus, his adopted son. What should I do? Joseph worried. Should I move us all back to the Nazareth area as soon as possible? Because Herod knows that we're in Bethlehem. But then Herod could easily find that we're from Nazareth and come and find us there. Should we go somewhere else altogether and just hope that Herod doesn't find us? Should we even leave the country? Can you imagine what this must have been like for Joseph? He feels lost and wants to protect his son and his family from a wicked king who will stop at nothing to make sure to keep his own power. But Joseph doesn't have much money. At least he doesn't have until the travelers have left their gifts. At least now there's something good that they could sell. And Joseph was good with his hands, so maybe he could find work somewhere. Maybe a new life would help out. Lord God, what do you want me to do? I want to protect your son, but I don't know how to. I'm willing to go anywhere, but please send me to the right place where we can all be safe, praise Joseph. And Joseph sensibly decides to sleep on it. Maybe he's worrying too much about things anyway. But while he's asleep, an angel visits Joseph in a dream. This is the second time that this has happened now. Last time, the angel was right, and Mary did indeed have a baby boy. And everything worked out right. It's happening again. Pay close attention to what the angel is saying then. Joseph, get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph wakes up and gets out of bed straight away. Mary, Mary, come on, we have to leave now. But it's the middle of the night, Joseph, says Mary. It's dangerous to travel now. God will protect us, says Joseph. But we must leave right now. They do as God's angel told them to and leave and go straight to Egypt. They find somewhere to stay there. They're refugees in a strange land. It's not a great situation. There's no support from the wider family, but at least they're safe. They know that they won't be there forever, but for now they're there until the angel tells Joseph that it's safe to go back. After a while, Herod himself dies, and it's safe for Joseph and Mary and little Jesus to go back to Israel, and Joseph takes them home. Joseph felt lost. He wants to protect Jesus. Well, we all know what it's like to be lost or to lose something that's important to us. And Joseph's story reminds us that we've all at some stage been lost and God wants to protect us. The whole message of the Christmas story is that we all at times wander away from God and lose that focus. But God has acted. He sent Jesus to rescue us. So each one of us knows that God is with us, whatever situations we face. All of us will probably have some thoughts and plans for 2014. May have already started talking about holidays, may have even booked some holidays, maybe thinking about doing some decorating. I think of that one most years and never get around to it. Maybe moving house or something like that. But there will be events this next year for most of us when we'll feel like Joseph did, where we get that pit feeling in our stomach, where we feel lost. We wonder what's happening, and we may ask God, why is this happening? What's taking place? One thing we can know for sure is that God is with us in every situation we face. And that brings real peace, doesn't it, as we face this new year, to know that God is always with us. There's no situation that we'll be in where God won't be right by our side. And we know that because of the Christmas story, because God loved us so much that he sent his only son. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do know what's going to happen in this coming year. You know our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that you've got plans for us, good deeds for each one of us set aside. We just pray, Lord, that we would seek you. Help us, like Joseph, Lord, to turn to you in prayer, to keep close to you. And Lord, we pray ahead now for the difficult times in the coming year, when we feel lost, when we get that horrible feeling in our stomach. Lord, help us in the midst of that moment to remember that you're always with us and that you'll never leave us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.